Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 8.90, down 16 and a half on the open. September, 9.04, down 16 and three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8.49, down 20 on the open. September, 8.66, down 19 and a half. December, 8.87, down 12. July of 2009, 9.27, down 23 on the open. July corn opened at 7.02, down 1 and a quarter on the open. September, 7.17, up a quarter. December, 7.32 and a half, down a quarter. March of 2009, 7.46, down one. May, 7.57 and a half, up five and a quarter. July, 7.49 and a half, down six and three quarters. December, a year out, 6.74, down 11 and a half on the open. July beans open at 15.05, down 11 and a half on the open. August, 15.09, down 10 and a quarter. September, 14.92, down 11 and a half. November, 14.90, down 19. January of 2009, 14.67, down 54 and three quarters. March, 14.98, down 28. May, 15.01, down 22 on the open. July soybean meal open at $3.95.50, down $3 on the open. August, $3.95, down $3.40. July soybean oil open at $64.05, down $95 on the open. August, $64.40, down $93. June live cattle open at $94.30, down $15 on the open. August opened at $165, down $20 on the open. August feeders open at $109.50, down $32.50 on the open. September, $111, down $55. June lean hogs open at $73.65, down $32.50 on the open. July, $73.15, down $47.50. And July bellies open at $72.25, down $30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
We need to rip up all the work that we talked about in the corn market technically from a week ago and start all over, Dan. In the December contract, we blew through our upside objectives of a week ago, a 7.18 and three quarters. So let me get out of the way and see what you have for us, given the new market movements that we've seen in the last week.
Well, you don't want to tear up the map. You know, the map's got us going north, so we still want to keep going north. All we've done, as you know, you talk to any kind of technician, it's kind of like going on vacation. You just keep going to a different spot. And what we've done here in December corn is we blew through the that 7.18 number that I gave you here a week ago. Short term here, the next objective here is like 7.45, and we actually met that in the overnight session. But if you look at just plain pit trade, you got by like a 7.49 price objective. I think, you know, in the near term, when you start looking at RSI levels here into the 80s, we've had an awful good run here over the past couple of weeks. We're probably due for a breather period of consolidation, and then that could probably... If we hold the chart gaps that were left yesterday on the report on the regular session, or not necessarily the report, but yesterday's chart gap, you kind of use that as a measuring gap on the regular session December corn futures. You can start begin to talk about that 8.16 and three quarter level. So you're going to start probably hearing technicians now that we've cleared the Well into the 70s, we're going to start hearing a lot of $8 corn talk now.
What are we measuring on the low side of that gap to get
basically
to the
low that we had here at 5.99¾? You use just the gap that we had yesterday after the realization of the flooding that is taking hold in the Corn Belt and reduced acreage prospects and reduced yield prospects. Use that as a measuring gap, which is the halfway point, then you can begin to talk about $8.16 or so.
Also want you to look at the U.S. dollar for me this morning because it is beginning to break out of a wedge formation that has been going on for some time and has hit its highest level since March 5th, and wondering what are you seeing there technically?
Well, I'm looking at a weekly chart here, and basically I think all we're doing is it's a bear flag. I think we're headed lower longer term. I think short term here the politicians are trying to do what they can do to try to stabilize the dollar, to try to stabilize energy prices and food prices. But the underlying fundamentals of the dollar are to go lower, so I think the way I view the chart here is nothing more than basically a bear flag to go ultimately down to 50 cents. So I think there's a long-term decline down in the dollar yet to come. The trend is down, but yes, over the past few weeks here, basically since early March or so, the market has been in a sideways to higher trend, and I think the decline that we saw during January into that March low, January, February, and March low, that's the flag post, and we've been developing the flag here now, and I think ultimately that's going to break to the downside, and we're going to go down to 67 area initially. And then we'll eventually, longer term, over a maybe 2 to 3 year period, eventually hit 50 cents.
Turn your attention to the beans, and we haven't blown through all the upside objectives you talked about last week. We did get through the first one at 14.43¼, but that second one at 15.84¾ is still out there.
Well, 15.83 is still there. 15.16. I guess we've come within a few pennies of that as of last night. Those are still solid objectives. There's nothing in today's action that would tell you to give up on those objectives. Longer term, you can kind of pick your number. I think I got one here about 15.96, and I got a 17.14. And if you really want to be a bean bull, you could maybe talk about 1981. How about that one, Dave?
That sounds like a fine year.
Huh?
1981
sounds
like a fine year.
Well, we go there, probably tells you we ain't got anything to sell.
That would be indeed the case. Anything else to add today for producers?
I think, as I mentioned before, the volatility is going to get much higher. I think the market's had a good run here for the last week or so, so it is time here for a period of consolidation, take a breather. Even young bulls have to have a breather once in a while. The market's going to worry about planted acres, what that actual number is until we see the June 30th report, and then it may not even feel that that one's very accurate, and then we're not going to get any measured yield expectations out of the USDA to about August 1. So I think there's been enough damage done to the start of the growing season that this market's probably going to be well supported on price breaks. End users don't have much coverage, so they're going to have to keep coming to the table every 30 or 60 days, so that'll provide some underlying support to the marketplace.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 892, down 14 and a half. September, 904 and a half, down 16 and a quarter. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 842, down 27. July corn, 701, down 2 and a quarter. December, 731, down 1 and 3 quarters. July beans, 1502, down 14 and a half. November, 1483, down 26. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.